Okay, all set. It's 6 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order at, I'm going to say 6:01 p.m. That's from my computer. Could we please stand and say the pledge? Louise, could you please take the roll?
Absolutely. Mr. Bowers?
I'm here.
Mr. Bowers?
I'm here.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Coppola?
Here.
Mr. Forte?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
He won't be able to join us tonight.
I'm sorry?
He won't be able to join us tonight.
Okay, gotcha. Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Bertoso?
Here.
Mr. Pilastro? Mr. Pilastro?
Guess not.
Ms. Sebchik?
Here.
You've got a set eight counting you.
Okay, thank you, Louise.
You're welcome.
This is a regular meeting tonight, so do we have any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda? Nothing? Okay, I'll close that. We have two public parts. We have the regular public portion, to which you can speak about anything in the meeting, and then we have the public hearing, which will follow it right away if you want to speak about the budget. So is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak about anything other than the budget? Anyone from the public wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? Okay, I'm going to close that public part of the public portion. At which point we would now begin our public hearing on the city budget as per the preliminary budget we adopted last week. I would like to remind the members that this exists for the public to speak out. We don't speak. It's not an answer back and forth thing. It's just us a chance to hear if the public has anything they want to share. So if you do want to share, please let me know, and then we'll need your name and your address. So is there anybody who would like to speak?
Judy, this is Rose. Could I say something as the public?
As long as you make it clear you're speaking as the public.
Yeah. For the tax collector.
Say your name and address, please.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, you're Rose not the public, Rose. We don't know you. That's Rose.
Rose Pertoso, 49 Selma Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. The tax collector. We have one full-time tax collector, and we're going to have a part-time one, correct?
I can't discuss the budget during the hearing.
Right.
Oh. Well.
Not a discussion. It's a hearing. So if you want to say that, then later when we're as a tax board, you can ask about that.
Okay. Cancel me.
Okay. So Rose Pertosa is backing away from the microphone. All right.
Yeah.
Good try, though. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak?
Karen Chemises, 25 John Street.
Okay, Karen, please.
I know you can't answer the questions now, but I would hope that you could go into more detail. The $700,000 for the pension, I hope that that is fulfilling all of the past needs for the pension and that it is now fully covered for going forward. If not, I would hope that maybe during your discussions, you might alliterate a little more on that.
Okay, so that's your concern?
Yes, I would like my taxes lower too, but I don't know if you can do that, considering you've squeezed every penny until it's screaming right now.
Pretty much. Okay, thank you, Karen. So,
excuse me, I didn't get her address. Sorry.
Karen, your address?
25 John Street, J-O-H-N.
Thank you.
That's in East Derby.
Yep.
Thank you.
Karen. I will make a note then when we get into the final vote to elucidate about the pension, okay? Anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Very quiet public tonight.
Yes, Anello Malerba from 41 Lakeview Terrace.
Okay.
I would just like to point out and make the board aware that in the city's revenue, you are including money that has not yet been approved by the state, specifically in the distressed municipality and the pilot new tiers reimbursement sections, which totals approximately $2 million in new money and is equal to about 3 mils. And if it's not approved, it could have dramatic consequences on the city's finances.
Okay, thank you, Anello.
Thank you.
Is it Anello? Anello?
Anello, yes, very
good. Anello, okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I didn't do that on purpose. Okay, thank you very much. Note taken. Do I have anybody else from the public who wishes to speak? Anybody else from the public wishes to speak now?
Forever hold peace.
These have been very, these have, for the last few years, the public portion has, the public hearing has not been lively. It's been subdued. That's okay. Still think people are paying attention. So, gonna give it one final try. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about the budget? Okay, then I'm gonna close the public hearing. We now have a little bit of business. We have two items of business to conduct tonight. We have a leftover grass cutter purchase, and we have some fire department internal transfers. Just to set it up from last time, this would have been, I guess, last month. The Public Works wanted to get some grass cutters. They're in need of that. And they saw some money they thought they could use in the capital planning. And we wanted to be sure we understood what the tax board's powers were, as opposed to the capital planning commission. So we took it to our city council, and his and I think everyone has been copied on that. They should have been by now. And basically his bottom line is the tax board is the elected body that can move around funds as long as it's within the charter. In other words, we couldn't approve an expenditure if it was over the amount required, requiring bids, for example. We could not expend an amount that is not covered somehow by the budget. So we can't turn into crazy people out there spending, but we are the ones that make the budget, and we're the ones that have the jurisdiction over it. The Capital Planning Commission, which does a great service for our city, and includes two members of our group, and it also includes members from the Board of Aldermen, I believe the Board of Ed, and there's a couple other members, I'm not sure. Their purpose is to plan how can we get these capital assets over a period of time without being too hard on the city. Okay. So those are this, they're not elected, they're appointed, and they do not have the same jurisdiction as us. So if I'm going to go ahead and ask for a motion And then we can discuss this more as needed. So I don't have the motion now before me, David. Could you remind me what it was, the exact motion from before that we had to table?
Okay, I'll try to repeat that. It was to approve the purchase of a lawnmower, stating the estimated cost of $10,800 to replace aged equipment.
Right, and where were we moving the money more particularly? So that $10,800.
It's all sitting in the general capital.
Okay, so it was within the general capital where we're moving it.
Yep, it's well the money's already there per action of this board at a previous evening.
Okay, so the motion then was to release those funds for the lawnmower, right?
Yep.
All right. So, as per David stated, do I hear a motion to do that? I need a motion before we can discuss further, if need be.
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob. Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. Thank you, Rose. Okay, do you guys have questions, concerns? What? Where do you stand right now? Or are we good?
Judy, if I could.
Sure.
At our last meeting discussing this, the big question was, did they go out and get three quotes on a machine? And nobody could answer that question at the last meeting.
No, I think we determined that the amount didn't require quotes that we were supposed to, that required, and that's why we had Ed come tonight, that Ed was to, as head of that department, was to do his due diligence. That this was an appropriate expenditure and that they actually needed it and he was getting a well-priced thing. That, I think that's my understanding. If I'm wrong, please tell me now.
Judy, can we have Ed speak on that behalf?
Sure. I mean, I'm going there, yeah. I just
I apologize.
See if there was anything prior to that to clear up. So Ed, tell us about your lawnmower woes.
Well, currently, do you hear me, Judy? Can you hear
yes.
me? We currently have three zero-turn lawnmowers, 72-inch zero-turn lawnmowers. The oldest machine is 21 years old. That's the machine we're trying to replace. The other two are 16 years old and 8 years old, respectively. The machine that we are purchasing, or we would like to purchase, is a 72-inch X-Mark zero-turn lawnmower, which will primarily be used to cut the Whittick Park soccer fields, along with other properties within the city. When I spoke with Dennis O'Connell at the time, he had money in his budgeted line items. We discussed it. I told him the need for the new lawnmower because it was a Parks and Rec facility that we would primarily be using it for. I thought it would be appropriate. So we've come to the point now that we do have the money. As far as the lawnmower itself, I'm looking to purchase the mower from Schmitz and Serafin, which is a Ace Hardware distributor out of Waterbury. We've been using Schmitz and Serafin for our machine purchases for a number of years prior to me being here. They are a state bid contractor, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with that. What that means, if anybody is not, that the establishment, the business has been vetted already for a low price by the state of Connecticut. So they are considered a state bid contractor. I have also made other phone calls. I made a number of phone calls pricing out this machine, and the price that we're going to pay is a very good price. The regular list price, the list price for the machine is $14,000. We're going to pay $10,879 for the machine. As I said, we're replacing a 21-year-old machine that is not at all reliable anymore, especially at this time of year, especially with the sports facilities needing to be cut every week. It's really a hardship on our part when a machine goes down and we can't cut the grass, and it becomes a problem for everyone.
Does anyone have any questions for Ed?
Ed, Brian Cabola here. So just so you can save the record that you did your due diligence to reach out to other vendors, and you found this being the most to behoove the people of the city of Derby for a price point?
Absolutely.
Does anybody else have any... anything for Ed? Okay, so
sure.
Don't need to bid. Ed's here. He thinks it's appropriate. We got the money in the capital plan, which is ours to expend, and it's extra we have. So we have a motion. Yes, we do.
Madam Chair, could yes. I know it's not my place to propose a friendly amendment, but Ed Armento did mention $10,880. And our motion says $10,800. So I just, if somebody would like to make a note of that and up the amount, that might be appropriate.
I think you said 860. Did you say 880 or 860?
You said 879.
I'm sorry, 10,879.
879, okay. So you're adding a dollar there, David.
Well, probably adding less than a dollar once the pennies come through on it.
Being awfully extravagant. Okay, so could we take a friendly amendment to that, Rob, to make the amount $10,879, please?
Yes, I'll make the amendment to make it $10,879.
That's okay with you, Rose. You were the seconder. Okay, not having any other questions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, you have a lot more, looks like. Thank you for coming.
So the last time we were taking it from Parks and Recs over to the Public Works, so now we're just taking it from Capital to Public Works?
No, there's no transfer of funds, Louise. We're just approving the purchase.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
I believe that's how it was written in the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now we have a series of transfers within the fire department. I'm just going to mention them all and then ask for a motion. So this motion would include a transfer from their water account 3200-230-0232 to their Comcast account 230-0233 for $750. It would include a transfer from their test ladders 3200-270-275 into their equipment maintenance 330-0334 for $3,000. It would include a transfer also from their test ladders 3200-270-275 into their new equipment 460-0460 for $2,500. It would include a transfer from their breathing equipment 3200-460-0462 to their new equipment also 460-0460 for $5,000. And finally, from their breathing equipment, 3200-460-0462 to their radio maintenance, 3200-330-0335 for $2,500. Do I hear a motion?
So moved, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Motion by Jim?
I'll second it, Chris.
Second by Chris. And as this states, these are just aligning expenses with the budget with expenses. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Oh, before I do, just reminding you.
Jim, so moved.
Rip.
Madam Chair.
Wait. Yes.
Is there any, so that there's no backup on those items? Because we didn't see any backup come through.
What do you mean by backup?
Well, I mean, you just approved a bunch of transfers. I didn't know if there was backup on it or it's just transfers with no backup.
Mark, we typically don't provide backup on transfers.
What kind of backup are you looking at here? We're just transferring within their department.
Is this a new standard?
New backup.
No, it's actually an old standard.
Really? We haven't been
following. If you're transferring for new equipment, I guess there was new equipment that was, and ladders weren't tested, or breathing equipment was not bought, and new equipment was bought, so.
Gary, can you shed some light on that?
The motion's passed.
Yeah, the motion is passed. I'm sorry. That's when you say any questions.
Excuse me, Judy. If anybody has any questions, I can speak to you. I'll gladly speak to you offline, or we could do it now. Either way.
Yeah. I have no problem speaking about it. We have a motion. Everyone had a chance. We passed it. So I think we're kind of done.
We didn't get a second on that motion.
Pardon?
We didn't have a second on that motion. Jim made the motion, but nobody seconded.
We didn't have a second.
All right, so it's technically still open.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jim was doing the adjournment. I apologize. Chris seconded that motion.
Yeah. No, we're all set. Everything is good. Everything is normal. This is not purchases or anything. This is moving stuff around within their account. If you wanted more detail, then we had that opportunity. I want to remind you guys that tomorrow night is the final budget vote, 6 o'clock here. And that's all I got. So Jim has a motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it, Rose.
Thank you, Rose. Meeting is adjourned at 6:23. Thank you very much. See you guys tomorrow night.